Blog Talk Radio. Somebody the tears may fade away. I'm so glad God's love does say, child, I love you, and I gave you Jesus to show you what it really means to love. The nights that I cried, you love me. When I should have died, you love me. I'll never know why you love me. It's a mystery to me. Now I'm glad to see Jesus. When all hope was gone, you love me. You gave me a song because you love me. Now I can go on because you love me. It's a mystery to me. Now I'm glad to see Jesus. The nights that I cried, you love me, yeah. When I should have died, you love me, yeah. I'll never know why you love me. It's a mystery to me. Now I'm glad to see Jesus. When my hope was gone, you love me. You gave me a song because you love me. Yes. Now I can go on because you love me. It's a mystery to me. I'm so glad to see Jesus. You gave us Jesus to show us what it really means. What it really means. What it really means to love.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Thank you for your love. Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful rendition of what it really means to love. May God bless you, keep you, strengthen you. Before I go on with what the Lord has given me, I called my sister in love who is in Las Vegas, and she has agreed that she would give us a word of prayer to continue to set the atmosphere for us. So be a seabearer. She would come off mute. She is going to be our second prayer warrior for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Marco. I thank you for inviting me to give a prayer this evening. I feel honored. And once again, thank you. Let us bow our heads. We enter into your gate with thanksgiving and into your court with praise to give your name all glory and honor, Heavenly Father. We come this evening praying in the Spirit with supplication and making supplication for all things. We stand united in prayer, Father, being prayerful in all things, and we are all in one accord with you, Father, to do your will. We declare this evening, Father, that we walk in faith and dwell on the strength and power of Christ Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer. We thank you for the ever-present Holy Spirit, who is the source and sustainer of life. Worthy are you, Father, to receive praise and honor. We declare, Father, that we will build up those parts of our lives that are pleasing to you and tear down the things that do not align with your word and your spirit. We sacrifice our will, Father, to do your will. And through Christ Jesus, we continually offer you a sacrifice of praise. The book of Hebrews tells us, through Jesus, therefore let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. With such sacrifices, Father, we are sure that you are well pleased. And we thank you for the opportunity to give you praise. Father, we ask that you guide Minister Margot so that through her teachings we may have a full understanding of your will and your word. Open our eyes, ears, and our hearts, Father, so that we may be fully able to receive this teaching and make it an active part of our lives. Fill her with your spirit, Father, and let your power flow through her. She has sought you, and you have revealed her gift. You have made her a bold witness for Christ, Father, and for that we thank you. Father, we ask that you continue to touch and guide Minister Renee, Cecilia, and all of the ministers and apostles and servants of this program as they too boldly bring us your word. We ask, Father, that you be with them as they step into the darkness of this world to bear your light. We pray for those listening tonight, Father, and all who are not. We are thankful for your grace that is working for us at all times. We are what we are by your grace. Thank you, Father, for your grace is sufficient for us. We ask tonight, Father, for healing, comfort, and peace for all in need. We come to you to confess our needs tonight. Touch, heal, and deliver, Father. You have promised, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, we thank you. We are looking for your mighty hand of heavenly intervention, Father, in the name of Jesus. We need hope restored in this world, Father. We pray for the spirit of forgiveness and reconciliation among peoples who share a history of mutual mistrust, of hatred, or aggression. For he bruises, but he binds up, Father. You have told us that he wounds, but his hands make whole. We are looking for restoration, Father. We pray for those families whose loved ones have died from COVID-19 and all those who were hospitalized. Give peace and comfort to these families. Give healing. Send your word, Father. Send your word, because with your word, we can be healed. You can do marvelous and unsearchable things, Father. You can send on high those who are lonely, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. We call on you tonight, Father, because you can do all things. And we trust in your unfailing love, and we trust in your faithfulness. And we pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that wonderful, powerful prayer on tonight. All that are listening, I have been blessed by it. Thank God for another third Monday. And I ask you all to pray with me and for me. And I begin with a prayer. Lord, please help me to stand strong in your and lean completely on your word and your will. Your saints are praying and expecting a word to strengthen and encourage and grow them on tonight. And I know, God, you will not disappoint your children. Please destroy the plan of the enemy to disrupt your desire to use me for your glory. Help me through your Holy Spirit to place the evil one and all his devices under my feet where they belong. He is defeated, and the Lord reigns strong and mighty. God will not allow me to fail. God's word will go forth. Amen and amen. I begin tonight with Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. No matter what lies the enemy presents to me, I need not be afraid. And although I may feel my strength is failing, I can depend on the Lord's strength. He has never failed. He has never failed me. The wicked enemy of my soul has already been defeated. No matter how many demons Satan sins against me, my marriage, my family, and all those I love, I am confident God is my defender. And five, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. I desire to spend time with the Lord. I am welcome. We are all welcome, and we are all invited to spend time with our Father in the secret of his tabernacle. He wants an intimate fellowship with all his. He loves us, and he shelters us from all our trouble. Verse 6, and now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Thank you, Father, for lifting up my bowed down head. I admit sadness has sometimes overwhelmed me, and I have wept. But through it all, you put a song in my heart and on my lips. Because of your love, I have sung praises to you, praises from the very depths of my soul. And verse 7, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me. And answer me. I thank you, Lord, for hearing me. Also, God, I thank you for bottling up every one of my tears. I thank you for hearing my cry and answering my blessing. I go forward in confidence tonight, knowing God is with me and his saints are praying for me. Tonight's lesson is when we say yes. This lesson has been forged through many tears and much personal turmoil. To be honest, saying yes to this new calling on my life and developing these lessons, part of this ministry have been among the most challenging tasks I have ever experienced. In contrast, during all my years as an educator, I maintained a certain level of confidence. I'm hearing an echo, but I'm listening. Even from the very beginning, I knew I could convey information and explain concepts clearly. However, declaring God's word takes so much more than a basic understanding of communication skills. Saying yes to this calling meant putting my life under a spiritual microscope. And believe me, it has not been comfortable. Prior to saying yes to this calling, I had always felt the call on my life was to sing God's praises. Singing has long been an integral part of my life. Singing was comfortable and familiar. However, since the opportunities to sing were infrequent and with a gentle push from the enemy, I decided to take. And as long as I sat down and made myself comfortable, the need to examine my spiritual life and my personal walk with God became less of a priority. The enemy was also quite comfortable with me taking a seat. He needed only apply a little pressure to nudge me, just a little bit at a time, to push me farther and farther away from my right standing with our Heavenly Father. Maybe this has never happened to you. Maybe some of you have never felt that push or subtle press. Enemy of your soul. Let me explain. As long as I sat back and watched others go forth, the enemy was gently prodding and pushing me to spend less time in the ways of God. That's how he works, a little by little. He may begin with pushing us to spend less time in prayer. He may reason within you, saying, you pray. You pray from the time you open your eyes. Come on, you pray practically all day long. A little prayer here, a little prayer there, a little prayer everywhere. You pray. Well, in actuality, you spend more time complaining than praying. Talking about how bad you feel and how toxic your relationships are and what's wrong with the churches of today. Lord, please help me. Please, God, help us. Help your children to stop complaining. Sometimes we may be pressed to spend less time reading the Bible. Our Bibles can remain closed while we watch the news and movies. You know, pure flick movies, you know, the good ones. And we watch education series, video clips, and our favorite reruns. Dear God, help us to become more interested and excited about studying your word. We need to be seeking you, Father, through your word and surrendering our lives to your word. And if we are not careful, Satan's forces will begin to appeal to our egos. And instead of asking for God's wisdom, we rely on our own vast knowledge and experience. You know, I mean, I know some things. I check my life resume, please. You don't know my story. So we begin judging others by arbitrary standards we erect in our minds. We start judging our family members, our neighbors, our leaders. We even begin judging those that have been assigned to watch over our very souls. God, please help me. Help me first. Help us to lift others up, not tear them down with words or in our minds. Help us to remember your word tells us to pray for our leaders and for those we love. It's important that we are aware and remain mindful of the enemy's influence to keep us from asking for forgiveness and our natural tendency to hold on to hurt. Keeping a list, and we're checking it twice, you know. We're keeping a tally. God, help me. Help us to stop holding grudges from when we've been hurt. Let's stop nursing wounds due to disappointments and perceived slights from others. Help us, Lord. Help me. Help me to ask you to heal us, to heal my heart, to heal our hearts, and forgive others so we can be forgiven. The enemy steadily applies pressure to keep us from spending time being grateful. Grateful for God's blessings. Find ourselves coveting what others have. We're kind of sort of happy for their achievements and and their successes and their many titles. And sometimes we look at what appears to be their ideal life circumstances, and we might find a bit of envy creeping into our hearts. It's so important that we realize only God knows what's going on in the lives of others. We only see the highlights. Father, teach me. Teach us to be grateful for our many blessings and be thankful most of all that we know you and you love all of your children equally. One essential place I can get off track is in my practice of truly loving others. As Christians, we must spend more time loving others and less time finding fault. Sometimes we question the decisions made by others. We question their life choices. We even question their friendships, who they're spending time with. Saints, don't allow the enemy to move you into a place where you reserve your love for only those you agree with and those you understand. God, help me. Help us to love as you have commanded us to love. Help me, Father. Help us to truly represent you and choose to genuinely love others. As I continue to live in this new calling, I am learning that I must be on guard every minute of every day. I encourage each of you to stay alert, stay prepared, be ready to battle the wicked one. Because as soon as he realizes you are no longer comfortable in your seat and he recognizes you have said yes to God in a new way in your life, he changes his tactics. But please know, he's coming. But it's our destiny to rise up and to say yes. Yes to the call of God on our lives. Say yes to praying more. In James 5 and 16, it reads, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be humbled and healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Psalm 55 and 17 states, evening and morning and at noon we will pray and cry aloud and he shall hear our voices. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Saints, we need to say yes to reading and studying the Bible. In Psalms, the first chapter, the second verse. But his delight, that is that man that God blesses, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. Psalm 119 and 15, I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your way. Reading the word, that's how we get to know God. That's the only way we can truly get to know him. We need to say yes to seeking God's wisdom. James 3 and 17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. James 1 and 5 states, if any of you lacks wisdom, I mean, that's God's wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. It is essential that we say yes to forgiving others. Forgiveness is talked about in Mark 11, 25, it tells us, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. trespasses. Father God, tonight, each person that's listening to this, Lord, forgive them. Forgive me. Forgive us when we hold on to things that you have told us to let go of. Help us to forgive first ourselves and then to forgive others, Lord, so we can be forgiven. Believers, we must say yes to being grateful for what we have. Luke 12 and 15 states, and he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Hebrews 13 and 5 teaches, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Children of God, please say yes to loving others. 1 John, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. 1 John 4 and 9, in this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him, that we might love others through the power of the Holy Spirit. John 13, verses 34 and 35. I give you a new command. Love one another just as I loved you. You are also to love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And from the Tony Evans Study Bible, in there he states, these verses didn't say everyone would recognize his disciples by how much Bible they knew. But knowing the Bible is essential, but knowledge means nothing without love. As I end tonight, I'd like for us to focus on love. Today is my sister Novella's birthday. We lovingly called her Cookie. But she has gone on to be with the Lord. Of the love, and not just to family, but to everyone she encountered. Her gracious and unconditional love helped shape my life experience. And I thank and praise God for the gift of my sister Cookie and for the lasting impression of love she has made in the lives of so many of God's children. In her honor, I would like to read a few verses from the Amplified Version of 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Love endures with patience and sincerity. Love is kind and thoughtful and is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag, is not proud or arrogant. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not provoked, nor overly sensitive and easily angered. It does not take into account a wrong endured. It does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth. That's when right and truth prevail. Love bears all things regardless of what comes, believes all things, looking for the best in each one, hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times, endures all things without weakening. Love never fails. It never fails or ends. Skipping down to the 13th verse. And now there remains faith, abiding trust in God and his promises, hope, confident expectation of eternal salvation, love, unselfish love for others, growing out of God's love for me. These three, the choicest graces, but the greatest of these is love. God, be blessed, thanks to God. Know that his love surrounds us, strengthens us, encourages us, directs us, protects us. Remember to say yes to his will for your life and walk in his love. Saints of God, please consider these words. Say love. It's back in your hands, Sylvia, to continue the program, and please render our closing prayer. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise God for the service on tonight that we started us saying when we say yes, and we ended with love. I want to explain something to you all. This service is a digital service, so when you're not speaking and your phones are on mute, there's an echo that comes with the service, and therefore the message kind of gets distorted because we can't understand to the in-depth that God is bringing the word for us to hear. So if you're not speaking, please mute your phone so that you don't miss anything, because that word was given not just to us, but it was given to us from life experience, where the woman of God said, I must admit. So sometimes we lose faith, or we get caught up because we want to be able to say something, but the line that should be open only is for the speaker, the songstress, and the prayer person that chose the prayer only when it's their turn. But it's when it's not your turn, please, I don't want to be rude, please mute your phones because it causes a reaction to the service. So at that time, I'm going to leave that right there, and I'm going to say, if you want to speak and encourage the woman of God for bringing forth life-giving words on tonight, and to say happy heavenly birthday to Elder Cookie, please unmute your phones. Once you speak, please mute it back so the next person can have a turn to be spoken, to speak without having an echo that I still hear. Okay, so please encourage the woman of God on tonight. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Mama Tony from Dallas, Texas. I just want to say that we were well fed tonight, such rich direction from heaven for us to be able to really embrace the word of God the more, to get to know him more, to study the more, to read the more. I'm telling you, you worked at Psalm 27. Oh, yes, one of my favorite psalms. So I just want to thank you, Margo, for saying yes, for you saying yes. And so thank you so much for taking time to hear from the Spirit of God and passing that on, that his people might be fed. I love you. There is so much wisdom in what you said tonight from James that you know, if we lack wisdom, we just ask God. Wisdom comes from above. It's what God has set in place for us so we can be his vessels here on earth, and how well you just set us from Hebrew and First John about love and how you really gave a tribute to our sister Cookie and how much she did just exhibit the love of God, and how she constantly encouraged us to get right with the Lord so we will not want for anything and that we would not be lost. So thank you for saying yes.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Tony. Is there anyone else who would like to speak at this time?
Good evening. This is Carmita calling from Las Vegas. And once again, Margo, we can see how God works through you. This lesson and it was a lesson, is awesome. And especially when you talk about putting your life under a spiritual microscope, that will stick with me for a while, because sometimes it's difficult for us to separate ourselves from our own ego and to stand back in order to get a clear view of our own actions and our beliefs and our behavior. How deep should our spiritual examination go? That's when you pull out that microscope, because without faith, there is no pleasing God and there is no relationship. So I appreciate all of this. This was a very deep lesson, and it brought to mind a verse in Lamentations, let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Some of us who think we are may not be. And also the tribute to Cookie was beautiful, beautiful. Cookie was just an angel. And that's the way I think of her. She was just an angel. I didn't see any wrong in her. She had a beautiful spirit, and she treated everybody accordingly. And she treated people the way she wanted to be treated and in a godly fashion. So I really love that. And I love the verses in Corinthians. Those are beautiful. Again, Margaret, this was a very good lesson. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak at this time?
Good evening.
I would like to speak. My name is Aunt Catherine Seabury. Margo, you did a wonderful job. That Psalm 27, one of my favorite psalms also. And I love the way you kept highlighting how we should love each other. You kept telling us don't hold grudges. Be thankful what you have. And my Bible is already had it highlighted, Margo. Now all I do when I'm at a low point of my life is open it up and go where you led us tonight. You did a beautiful job. May God continue to bless you, Margo. I love you much.
Thank you.
Good evening. This is Ron. I hope you can hear me. Margo, I really appreciate that message. And I think it really stuck with me was something you said. When you said that there's something, there's something wrong with the only ones, because the only ones you love are the ones that agree with you. And that is such a pertinent point. It's so anti-Christ to be that way, the way he taught us to love. And the other way, it's so impractical, because you'll never hear the truth about anything if that's the way you proceed. I just enjoyed the way you brought that out and brought that point home. Thank you also for the tribute that you offered to our sister-in-law, my sister-in-law, Cookie. It was almost exactly 2 years ago we celebrated her 75th birthday, and it was a marvelous activity. We had a wonderful time. And my mind just keeps going back to those days. Thank you very much, Margo, for the spiritual message and for the humanity message that you left us with Cookie. Thank you.
Thank you, Elder Ron. Is there anyone else who would like to speak at this time?
Thank you, Minister Margo, for reminding us, Cecilia, for many of us forget the importance of what yes means, and I like how you reminded us to not only say yes to God, but to be willing to walk it out, because sometimes we say yes, but it's just lip service. So I thank you how you reminded us to say a real yes, because a real yes would allow you to forgive. It'll allow you to accept correction. It'll allow you to walk in humility. I mean, it's just so much connected to what you said on tonight. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Apostle Yvette. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on tonight? Okay, I thank everyone that called in and participated in the service tonight. I thank you all for encouraging a woman of God on tonight. I thank you all for acknowledging her sister, Cookie, who she said was a great example to her of unselfish love. I want you all to keep Cookie's daughter, Toya, in your prayers because she put a post on Facebook how Cookie was not just her mother, but she was her best friend. Now, that's awesome. You could say that your mother is also your best friend. Do you know what kind of secrets they shared? Do you know what kind of relationship they had? Do you know how they talked to each other, encouraged one another, and was there for one another? Keep her daughter, Toya, in prayer. Call her name out purposely on this evening. And throughout the week, just dedicate this week to the sisters, the siblings of Cookie, as well as to her daughter and her son-in-law. Please do that. I'm asking you all to do that for the family of the Seabears because that was a great matriarch of our family that showed, that lived, that provided love. She didn't just talk about it. She didn't just teach it. But she lived it. I want you all to do that for us. Again, I just want to say thank you. Don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I want you all to know that this Friday coming up will be the fourth Friday. That will be for Prophet Antoine Thomas, who will be on Facebook Live and Blog Talk at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time will be Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. And then if you take a little extra time, come back that Monday night where we will be teaching on family. That fourth Monday is my night, Minister Sylvia, that will be under the understanding that I'm learning because of the teachers that we will have on that night, which will be Mother Tony Montgomery, along with Elder Ron Montgomery. They will teach us about the love that God has provided words, provided examples, and provided the source that a family should be living by the word of God. So please don't forget that. This is a ministry that has been ordained and put aside just for that. God, just for that to be edified, just for that to be teached. And we're just asking you to stay in a place of being teachable, that you're willing to learn what the body needs to get from the word of God by the vessels that he used, the different men and women of God. I'm just so happy to be a part of this service on tonight because when I listen to Minister Margot and I hear what she says, I can take it to heart because she's not just talking something. She's telling you what she has lived, what she's experienced, and how you can get a breakthrough. I thank God for that. So with that being said, I'm going to hand it back over to Minister Margot to see if she has any final remarks. And then we will end with prayer from our – I'm going to just ask Minister Carmella if she would just pray us out on tonight once Margot give her final comments.
Well, thank you so much, Minister. So I'd like to thank you. Thank you. And also elect Celia for allowing me to be part of the ministry. I see how it is growing. And thank God for how it is growing me personally. I thank all of you who spoke up and those who didn't for your support. And we go forward seeing what God has for us. We know it's only that he has for us. Be blessed. Thanks.
Amen.
Amira.
Minister Carmella. Minister Carmita, would you pray us out, please?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I had started and forgot what I was on. Father, thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this valuable lesson that we have learned tonight. We thank you that you have revealed through Margot your word, your love to us today. We invite and send out from here just valuable word that we have just heard. We take this word, Heavenly Father, and we will share this word We thank
Hello?
You, Heavenly Father, for the word that... Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bow our heads and praise and give you honor for this beautiful message that we have heard this evening that you have poured through Margot to give to us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for always being with us. We thank you for sending the Holy Spirit and a band of angels to protect us. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you, as going forward from tonight, that your word is the light of our lives. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will always keep us in the palm of your hand. We have asked, Heavenly Father, and we know that we will receive it because that is your promise to us, Heavenly Father. And once again, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for this evening, for the ministers, for the message, and all who attended. And we also know, Heavenly Father, that you are able to do immeasurable things. So we ask that you watch over this broadcast. We ask that you bring them success in the work that they do because they are servants of yours, and this is your work, and this is your word. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.